This year, Washington Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers will face a challenge for her seat from Democrat Lisa Brown. But before she can get to that race, she has one other hurdle to cross. She must defeat a fellow Republican for the nomination in the August primary. That Republican is Jared Bonet. He's a 31-year-old mental health aide at Eastern State Hospital. In a message on his GoFundMe page, Bonet says the people want momentous change and someone who will use the office to bring honest constitutional politics back to Washington and America. During our half-hour interview, which we've posted on the SPR website, we talk about Bonet's views on a few issues, including the strong rhetoric he uses on his Twitter account and about his past. That past includes a stint nearly 10 years ago serving as a member of a local militia. At the end, when I asked him if there was anything else he wanted to talk about, he went back to his past.
I've come from a place that was very dark in my life. I had a good family. I still have a great family. I love my mom, love my dad. But, you know, in my rebellious teenage years and poor decisions that I made in my life, I ended up, you know, being homeless, being jobless. I was in the gutter. I had nothing, absolutely nothing. And when I say poor, I mean I didn't even have a penny. I had nothing. No food, no water, no money, no anything. And I came from that, and I was like that for a while. And it, you know, coming out of that after so long, and after, you know, my mom finally, I was able to get in contact with her through a payphone. And she bought me a bus ticket and sent me here to live with my dad. And that's what got my life back together, you know, having that support. But a lot of people here don't have that kind of support. And, you know, we need to focus on ways to help the homeless community. We need to focus on ways to get them the support that they need so that they can get their lives back on track. And in saying that, you know, I've come from this place and worked really hard to have the life that I have now, to have my family, to have my wife, to have my kids, to have a job. And that's why I'm running, because we have these political leaders that have never been through that. They have no idea. They don't know what it's like to be hungry. They don't know what it's like to be poor. They don't know what it's like to be homeless. They don't know that. And they sit up there and they make these laws, they pass these legislations that just absolutely damage us. And they don't care because they don't know what it's like. And I do know what it's like. I know what it's like to be there. And I want to help the people.
You've been quite a prolific tweeter, I might add, lately. Is Twitter is it a good tool for you, avenue for you?
It has been. I've been on Facebook for a while, and it's really hard to get in there and try to get advertising out or get people to communicate back with you. Twitter, I was on there really hitting it for about 4 days and started getting a lot of feedback almost instantly. People starting coming to my page and stuff like that. It really took off a lot faster than Facebook.
You talk in some of the you've got a GoFundMe page, and yeah. I think in there you talk about following your dream. What is your dream?
So I've always wanted to be in politics. My stepdad and my dad are both very political people. Listened to, like, Michael Savage and things like that since I was a kid. And it's just really been a passion of mine. My stepdad had these placemats set up for us at the dinner table. And they had the presidents at the time. I think it was 41 or 42 presidents at the time. And so they had these presidents set up, and they had the Bill of Rights and things like that. And he would have me recite them as best as I could before I could leave the dinner table. So I've really been, you know, ingrained in politics, and I've always wanted to do something in the political field.
Why did you decide to challenge Kathy McMorris Rodgers for Congress?
She's been in office for 14 years. And in those 14 years, we have not seen this massive fight or push for the Constitution. We haven't seen a push or fight against Monsanto and Bayer. She talks about it. She talks about, you know, she goes out there and she does her speeches. She meets with Big Agro and she does her little handshakes and, you know, gets photographs taken and that sort of thing. But where is the fight against the people that are crushing our local farmers? Where is the fight against the people that is crushing our local agricultural economy? You know, there, we have Monsanto and Bayer, who is, it's a nationwide, it's worldwide organization that is controlling our seed population. They're controlling, they have patents on these seeds to the extent to where if the pollen gets transferred, gets cross-pollinated by insects, animals, or wind into a farming field that's not Monsanto's, they can put a lien on that property. They can take that property. They can sue that individual for stealing their seed or for stealing their pollen. And that's asinine. And there's no fight against that. There hasn't been, not just from Kathy, but from almost nobody in Congress, there hasn't been a fight against that.
Do you think that because one of the complaints about her is that she's tied lock, stock, and barrel with the Republican Party and with the Trump administration. Do you agree with that?
I don't see her as being tied lock, stock with the Trump administration. You know, she spoke on looking at the Second Amendment and looking at bump stock bans. She spoke on that before.
And supports that.
And supports that. She supports... she doesn't support an end to DACA. She really thinks that we need to go a different way about it. That goes against the Trump administration. She doesn't fully support the wall, but she kind of does. Like, you know, she answers her things in a very interesting manner to where she is kind of for it, but kind of not, because she doesn't want to go outside of the safe zone. And, you know, that's really frustrating, and it's hard to tell where she's at on controversial topics. But by her actions, you can see that they don't fall 100% in line with the Trump administration, but they do fall in line with the establishment Republican.
You're a Trump fan. You voted for Trump. What has he done that you approve of so far?
So I approve of the GOP tax bill. I've seen it in my checks. I've seen it in other people's checks. I've talked to people about it that, you know— It's cut the federal income tax, how much we pay into federal income tax down. So we're seeing more of that in our tax, or more of that in our paychecks. I support his push for immigration reform. I don't think me and Trump would totally agree on what our vision of immigration reform is, but I do believe it needs to be reformed.
How would you differ from him?
So I have a lot of friends that I work with and that are friends outside of work who are immigrants. I have one that's from Kenya and one that's from Liberia. And these two on point, they come to this country legally. They came here through all the proper terms. They did the lottery system. And they were here for 5 years before they were able to get citizenship. 5 years of being basically a citizen, paying into the country, giving taxes, being a productive member, living in houses, all that stuff, having jobs. And it took 5 years to get citizenship status, and that's insane. That's too long.
Jared Bonet is a Republican candidate in Washington's 5th Congressional District, challenging the 7-term incumbent Kathy McMorris Rodgers. You can hear the entire interview on the Inland Journal page of the Spokane Public Radio website.